The issue of West Papuan self-determination has again been the subject of fiery debate at the United Nations General Assembly. Pacific leaders called for an investigation into killings and various alleged human rights abuses against West Papuans by Indonesian security forces. Indonesia exercised its right of reply to lash out at the leaders of Solomon Islands and Vanuatu in particular. Johnny Blades has more.
It's become an annual stoush in New York. Leaders of several Pacific Islands countries showed during general debate of the 72nd session of the UN General Assembly that the stand they took last year on West Papua had not abated. Vanuatu's Prime Minister Shalou Sawai accused world leaders of turning a deaf ear to more than half a century of atrocities committed against the indigenous Melanesians of Indonesia's Papua region. His words are translated.
We also call on our counterparts throughout the world to support the legal right of West Papua to self-determination and to jointly with Indonesia put an end to all kinds of violence and find common ground with the nationals to facilitate putting together a process which will enable them to freely express their choice.
The Prime Minister of Solomon Islands, Manasa Sogavare, picked up the thread, saying West Papuans were desperate for the international community to act. He zeroed in on what he described as the empty notion of leaving no one behind in the UN Sustainable Development Goals.
Only international action by the international system, especially the United Nations, can pave the way for the recognition of a people whose right to self-determination had been denied for nearly 50 years ago. Failing this, we as a family of nations will become complicit in perpetuating the sufferings and being blind to the injustice, missing yet another golden opportunity to remain true to the saying of leaving no one behind.
Calls by the Melanesians for international action were echoed in speeches by leaders from Tuvalu and the Caribbean nation of St. Vincent and Grenadines. In reply, an Indonesian government spokeswoman categorically denied the allegations regarding Papua. Ainan Nuran, a third secretary at Indonesia's permanent mission in New York, accused the Melanesian leaders of being misled into supporting separatism in a sovereign nation.
These countries were foolishly deceived by individuals with separatist agenda to exploit the issue of human rights. If human rights are at the heart of the issue, why were these concerns were not raised in the appropriate forum, namely the third cycle of the Universal Periodic Review of Indonesia at the United Nations Human Rights Council.
According to Ms. Nuran, Papua and West Papua provinces had the fastest growing economies in all of Indonesia, and that the indigenous West Papuans benefited greatly from this. She told the General Assembly West Papua would always remain an integral part of Indonesia. This is Johnny Blades.